You know what's fascinating? The whole domain of software development is being turned upside down right now. We've got people with zero coding experience building AI applications that are actually making money. How crazy is that?
Absolutely, it's really groundbreaking. We're seeing everyday people, teachers, marketers, business owners, who are transforming traditional software development through no-code platforms. They're using their expertise to create profitable AI tools without writing a single line of code.
What's driving this shift? I mean, this seems like a massive change from just a few years ago.
Well, there are a few key factors. First, there's simply not enough software engineers to meet the demand. Plus, business cycles are moving faster than ever. But perhaps most importantly, these no-code platforms have become incredibly sophisticated. They're using visual interfaces that let anyone drag and drop elements to create fully functioning applications.
And I imagine this is opening up opportunities for a lot of people who previously couldn't enter this space.
Exactly. You know, it's interesting. These platforms are really democratizing AI development. Someone with domain expertise in, say, therapy or marketing can now create and monetize an AI application in minutes rather than months. And they can do it without any technical background.
That's fascinating. But let's talk about the money side. How are people actually making this profitable?
Many effective monetization models exist that have proven successful. Subscription-based pricing is favored for its ability to generate consistent revenue. Different tiers can be offered: basic, professional, enterprise, each with distinct features. Additionally, the freemium model allows for offering basic features at no cost, while premium capabilities are monetized.
Right. And I suppose that helps with adoption since people can try before they buy?
Exactly. And you know what's really clever about the freemium approach? Those free users actually help improve the AI models through their usage data, which ultimately benefits the paying customers too.
That's a great point. We'll come back to that in just a moment. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Looking to build profitable AI tools without the technical headaches or massive development costs? AI Wrappers is your go-to platform for creating monetizable AI applications in minutes, not months. With 100+ pre-built templates, drag-and-drop customization, and automatic hosting, you can launch everything from content generators to business automation tools without writing a single line of code. Visit the link in the description today to start building your AI empire today and join thousands of entrepreneurs already profiting from no-code AI development.
Thanks for that. Now, you were talking about monetization models. What other approaches are working well?
Another interesting model is usage-based pricing, where you charge based on consumption metrics like API calls or processing time. This works particularly well because it aligns with how AI applications actually consume resources.
I've heard some people are also doing white labeling. How does that work?
Oh, definitely. White labeling is becoming huge. You can license your AI technology to other businesses, which often leads to higher value B2B contracts. It's a great way to expand your reach through established partners who already have customer relationships.
You know, all this sounds great, but there must be some challenges. What are the main hurdles people face?
Well, there are three big ones: demonstrating value to skeptical users, managing computing costs, which can scale unpredictably, and competing with free alternatives. Plus, you've got to deal with privacy concerns. Users want to know how their data is being used.
Makes sense. For someone just starting out, what would you recommend as their first step?
I'd say start by identifying a specific problem you want to solve. The most successful AI applications address real market needs. Look for repetitive tasks that professionals are doing manually, or expensive services that could be democratized through AI.
And what about the actual building process? How long does that typically take?
That's one of the most amazing parts. What used to take months can now be done in minutes or hours using these no-code platforms. You just select a template, customize it to your needs, and you're ready to go. The platforms handle all the complex stuff like API connections and error handling automatically.
I want to circle back to something you mentioned earlier about pricing. How do you figure out what to charge?
That's important. You need to concentrate on demonstrable ROI. Clearly show how much time or money your AI application saves users. If your tool saves someone thousands of dollars, your pricing should reflect a fair portion of that value creation.
What trends are you seeing emerge in this space?
Three really interesting ones. We're seeing more outcome-based pricing, where you charge based on specific results. AI marketplaces are expanding as distribution channels. And there's a move toward micro-subscriptions, where users can pay for exactly what they need when they need it.
This has been incredibly insightful. Any final advice for our listeners who might want to jump into this space?
Yeah, I'd say don't let technical limitations hold you back anymore. If you have expertise in any field, you can now turn that knowledge into a profitable AI application. Just focus on solving real problems, start with a clear understanding of your target audience, and be willing to experiment with different approaches as you gather feedback.
Fantastic conversation. For our listeners who want to learn more about no-code AI development and monetization opportunities, where should they start?
The ideal starting point is to look into some of these no-code platforms and observe what others are building. Additionally, stay updated with the latest product launches and opportunities at Munchai.com.
Thanks so much for sharing your expertise with us today.
Thanks for having me. It's been great discussing how anyone can now participate in the AI revolution.